Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A U.S. special envoy to Ukraine who resigned last month, Kurt Volker, meets privately with House investigators today. State Department's Inspector General gave material to congressional aides yesterday, which Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin calls
a packet of propaganda and disinformation spreading conspiracy theories.
President Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani tells Fox,
this is information that was given to me. I didn't go looking for Joe Biden.
House Democrats say the president abused his power, asking Ukraine's president to investigate Biden and his son Hunter. The brother of a man shot and killed by a former police officer in Dallas, Brent John, gives her a hug after she's sentenced to 10 years in prison.
I don't even want you to go to jail. I want the best for you.
The judge hugged Amber Geiger, too, and gave her a Bible. Geiger shot both of John in his apartment, believing he was a burglar in her apartment. America's listening to Fox News.
Here we go with another edition of What If? What if everyone on the morning show sounded like Freddie Mercury? Greg Budell, what do you have to do each morning to get ready for the show?
I gotta be cool, relax, get in, get on my track.
Jay Scott, do you and Emily Hayes still argue a lot?
We'll keep on fighting till the end.
Emily Hayes, you go to a party and you just act your normal, natural self. What do you think people say when you walk away? Bailey, the Wonder Dog. We know Rich Thomas rescued you from a shelter. What do you say when people ask you where you came from?
Adopted.
What's that?
Adopted.
That's what I thought you said. And Rich Thomas, I know you have something you wanted to say to Bailey, the Wonder Dog. That's so sweet. Well, did I miss anybody? How did Dan Morris get in here? Now stand by for three men and a lady.
To make the rockin' world go round.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Three Men and a Lady. Fun and games with Jay Scott, Brandon Pax, a little bit later this morning. Emily Hayes will be joining us. A conundrum. But changes coming in the weather. That is priority one, so we start the morning with Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Record high again today.
Goodness, today is National
Boy. With a high temperature up to about 99, which will easily break the record of 94 from 1959. Rain chances not zero. The future radar tries to print out a couple of showers. I'll put the rain chances under 20%. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, record high 99. Saturday's high 96. That's not a record, by the way. We're done with records tomorrow, but the rain chances a little under 20% both Friday and Saturday, and about 20% Sunday with widely scattered storms and a high around 91. Then Monday, scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm as that frontal system heads through the state. This is the cool front that's going to bring the big change. Maybe not all the rain we need. Gosh, I hope some of the rain holds together with the front. But nice air back behind it. Much cooler days. Tuesday's high night, 81. Pleasantly cool nights near 60. Some nights in the 50s. It'll be great. Right now this morning, well, let's check that current temperature out at the airport. And we're doing it by pushing this button right here where we're seeing 72 degrees. Clear skies, calm wind, 605.
Goodness, today is National Boyfriend's Day.
That boy, he's my friend.
I guess that means...
He's my boyfriend.
He's my boyfriend.
It's National Boyfriend's Day?
Well, what does that mean?
Well, what does that mean?
Absolutely nothing.
What were you expecting?
Don't expect anything.
Good, because that's what you're going to get.
You folks ready for a show?
It's showtime!
Let's begin by finishing the Rich Thomas Weather Network forecast.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm a little... I've got that Italian thing going on today, that stunad.
I hear you. How was the crowd last night at... Baumhauer's.
It was great. We toasted Jeff Balaki, who is taking a new position, moving to Georgia shortly. So we had a cake, and it was nice. It was a very, very pleasant evening.
Very cool.
I am paying for it just a little bit this morning.
I know you do. It's tough on Thursday morning after that. You got home after 8, right?
Yeah, it was... I know that sounds so weird. You got home after 8?
Well, I mean, in our world. Tired.
Yeah, that's true.
In
right?
our world.
Yeah, I actually...
That's the middle of the night for me.
I stole an extra hour this morning after I first got started.
Yeah, cool.
Because I needed it, and I hate to admit that.
Well, I'm doing better after multiple technical issues during the night. But we got the movie out, and life goes on.
Among the other shocking things we'll bring you this morning, while we get to the cheap and trashy, apparently Angelina Jolie felt pressured to marry Brad Pitt.
Is that right?
I know. Some of you, I'd like you to drink some, so you can be ready, emotionally ready, and prepared for that huge story. We say we do the William Tell Wake Up after we get your local news, and then we'll be back and get this...
name game?
Good for you.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
The name game. And our hour this name is?
Our hour this name?
You sound like Yoda.
Our hour this name is Russ Browning. Russ Browning.
I know that name.
You have until the end of the hour to get in touch with us at 396-5477. When you do, you'll qualify for a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy once a month for an entire year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Russ Browning.
That's a darn fine prize, Russ, so don't miss an opportunity. There's this little clip. I didn't get a chance to preview this morning. Everybody has to turn in their headphone complaints when we go back to
I'm sorry. It's like the second day I've gotten in here, and mine's completely down.
Well, you're sitting where David Wood sat yesterday.
Oh, well, maybe he's not hard of hearing, and I am.
There may be some splinters in, in your
Bless
seat.
Bless it.
I just wanted to hear this. It's labeled, Little Girl Tells Dad She Bought Yipstick at Home Depot. So let's see if we can out adorable Rich Thomas here.
I'm putting some lipstick on.
So you put, what'd you put on?
Lipstick on.
Whose was that?
It was my lipstick.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Did you ask anybody if you could put it on?
I asked myself.
Did you see how it looked?
Yeah.
If you could describe it, how would you describe it?
Like mom's, and she pretended it hers.
So whose lipstick is that?
Mine.
You bought it?
Yeah.
Where'd you buy that?
I bought it from Home Depot.
Home Depot.
Home.
Yeah, that one. Like it's a big group.
Aww.
Timeline coming up for October the 3rd with Rich Thomas and a very noteworthy... How about the game last night? Did you catch any of that?
I did. As a matter of fact, I happened to be awake. I leave the TV on. I was awake during the first home run, and Tampa Bay just started. What a wild crowd that was, by the way. 53,000, the biggest crowd ever to watch a wild card game out there in on the West Coast. It was amazing. So.
You kind of feel for them. When they fill up a ballpark like that, show team support, and the team comes out and just lays an egg. They were pretty weak last
womp.
Yeah, and they're done for the season, so Tampa gets to play Houston. What a reward.
One and out.
So we got your local news, the William Tell Wake Up, and then we're back. 6:09.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are still looking for a second suspect involved in an altercation with an officer. The officer is okay after shots were fired during that scuffle at Sam's Club on Eastern Boulevard. Police say the officer first approached the suspect as they were trying to steal merchandise from the store. It took just 5 minutes for Lead Academy's board to meet last night and terminate Dr. Nicole Ivey, the charter school's first principal. School officials say the search for a replacement begins immediately. And the Alabama Department of Public Health has now confirmed the state's first vaping-related death. They have only said that a man in East Alabama died. Now, this recent death adds to the 12 other confirmed vaping-related deaths in 10 other states. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Attention, exciting news. Montgomery, 20 ribeyes for $30 at this big one-time steak sale. Star Steaks, look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. That's right, big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. Plus, on the big truck, New York strips, fillets, T-bone, burgers, ribeyes, prime steak cuts, also marinated chicken breasts, seafood. Everything will be sold today, and you will not pay Omaha steak prices. Last chance, 20 ribeyes, $30. That's $1.50 each.
Are you serious?
Star Steaks. The driver has been authorized to do deals and to move everything that's left.
Ain't fooling around.
And you're not going to pay Omaha steak prices. Vacuum sealed and individually wrapped. Last chance ever at this big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. 20 ribeyes, $30. Look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. Look for the big 10. Star State, EBT, and all credit cards accepted.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Season 4 is coming. By then, the gang from Hawkins, Indiana will battle the strangest thing yet. Puberty.
Oh no! The Shadow Monster is back! And he's covered in hair!
That's just Dustin. He's not wearing a shirt.
The Stranger Things kids are going through some changes, and so are their priorities.
Wow! Check out 11. She's definitely a 10.
The gang will still explore a dark, parallel universe. They'll just need a little privacy.
Will, what are you doing in the bathroom?
Mom, I'm in the upside down. Don't open the door.
And it's not just the boys. Even the girls aren't immune to the evil force of adolescence.
I'm bleeding.
Oh, 11, dear. It happens to every girl your age.
Ugh, I'm talking about my nose.
Stranger Things Season 4, The Awkward Phase, breaking out soon.
We'll be right back.
presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
This is also kind of doubling as a public service announcement for those who do like to dress up or do something for Halloween.
Not this group of people.
I apologize.
You get one.
There's a professional dancer in Royal Oak, Michigan named... It's J-A-I. How do you pronounce that? Jay Fears. Monday night, she was getting zombie makeup done for a Halloween marketing campaign.
Okay.
She had a panic attack that was so bad she went to the ER, but they did not realize she was wearing makeup. So when they see this zombie on the gurney, they think something's very, very wrong.
Oh.
Like she had rotten, bloody, burned flesh all over her face. They rushed her to the trauma unit. She recovered from the panic attack and the hospital realized she was not an actual zombie. But the hospital wasn't super happy about how it all went down. They said they could not comment on a patient, but they did issue a statement, quote, "The ER is not a place for fun and games. They see many patients with severe medical issues where lives are at stake. Doctors need to be able to focus on those patients with true emergencies and not just a panic attack while you're dressed as a zombie." So I'm just offering that, you know, if you're going to go out, don't have a panic attack and end up in the ER. It was either that or DirecTV who charged an early termination fee to a woman who passed away at the age of 102. So since there was no need for her DirecTV service anymore, they charged her an early termination fee. Isn't that nice?
That's awful. That's,
you know what it is? It's benevolent.
That's why I wouldn't... that's why I don't do satellite. I got enough.
I'm taking you sliding this next to me with no comment is that you don't like these conundrums.
We have unity that all these suck.
Oh. Well, we have something that we can have fun with later. In fact, I will give you a sneak preview now. This is not the contest, but we can play a game called Name That Joker.
The Joker? That clown prince of crime? Oh, how delicious it is! The Joker of which Batman...
Jack, maybe we can cut a deal.
Jack is dead, my friend. You can call me Joker.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Let's put a smile on that face.
The Joker.
Let the good times roll.
Murray, one small thing. When you bring me out, can you introduce me as Joker?
Send in the clowns.
I just dealt you five Jokers, and later I will... See if you can identify all five. It is 6:18. We're going to get our first look at the roads. Rich has the timeline for October 3rd and today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. And why don't we do this one more time now while I'm thinking about it?
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Our name game is?
Well, hold on, because I had it right here. It's Russ Browning.
Hey, Russ. You have until the top of the hour, which is about roughly 40 minutes.
To call 396-5477. And when you do, Russ Browning, you'll qualify for a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy once a month for a year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. All part of the name game, which you can play by going to newstalk931.com, submitting your name, and then listening for us to call it.
Timeline is next.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are looking good, still rolling accident-free, and that is the best way to be on a Thursday morning. If anything happens that you need to know about in traffic, we will keep you informed right here, so stay with us. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pet and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt and wrecked that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A U.S. special envoy to Ukraine who resigned last month, Kurt Volker, meets privately with House investigators today. State Department's Inspector General gave material to congressional aides yesterday, which Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin calls
a packet of propaganda and disinformation spreading conspiracy theories.
President Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani tells Fox,
this is information that was given to me. I didn't go looking for Joe Biden.
House Democrats say the president abused his power, asking Ukraine's president to investigate Biden and his son Hunter. The brother of a man shot and killed by a former police officer in Dallas, Brant John, gives her a hug after she's sentenced to 10 years in prison.
I don't even want you to go to jail. I want the best for you.
The judge hugged Amber Geiger, too, and gave her a Bible. Geiger shot both of them, John, in his apartment, believing he was a burglar in her apartment. America's listening to Fox News.
A new era of SmackDown begins on Fox. Hulk Hogan, Roman Reigns, The Undertaker, Becky Lynch, and Stone Cold Steve Austin celebrate 20 years of SmackDown.
Go crazy in this right there.
The greatest live event in entertainment.
Friday Night SmackDown, 20th anniversary, premieres tomorrow on Fox. Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I drink 2 dozen cups every day. I'm addicted to drinking coffee.
Talk 93.1 FM with the timeline. The third day of October. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
276 day of the year. There are now 89 days before this year is toast.
Oh!
Today is Mean Girls Day?
Mean Girls, the movie.
Oh, the movie.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure this out at 3 o'clock this morning. What does this mean?
Yeah.
Still, what does that mean?
Because one the character that Lindsay Lohan plays has a crush on dude that sits in front of her in class. Mm-hmm. And, like, he turns around to ask her what day it is.
Mm-hmm.
And she says October 3rd.
Oh.
Like, you'll see a bunch of, if you're friends with the right people, you see a bunch of those memes today. Like, on October 3rd, he turned around and asked me what day it was. Mm-hmm. I said October 3rd.
Oh, so it's kind of like May the 4th be with you.
That's a really dumb day.
Well, you know what? We don't call the days. Well, they tell us what the days are.
Let's move on to another fat subject. Pet Obesity Day. Bailey. And it's also Techies Day.
Yay.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
1863 on this date, President Lincoln proclaims the official Thanksgiving holiday. He said the official holiday will be on November 26, 1863, and it's been Well, at the second to last Thursday or the last Thursday?
Fourth Thursday of every.
My grandpa's birthday is the day following.
74 years ago today in 1945, 10-year-old Aaron Elvis Presley, oh, he was so cute, made his first public appearance in a talent show at the Mississippi-Alabama Dairy Show. He won second place and $5 on that day. 1952, Britain successfully tests the A-bomb. 68 years ago, 1951. Do you have that clip for us? Bobby Thompson of the New York Giants hit the shot heard round the world. It's a three-run homer in the bottom of the ninth in the final game of a three-game playoff. So it's not even the playoff series yet. It's the race to get to the playoffs against the Brooklyn Dodgers. When the Giants won the pennant, Russ Hodges' famous call on Giants Radio Network WMCA became very famous.
One out, last of the ninth. There's a long pennant.
Once again, repeating, the Giants won the pennant. 64 years ago in 1955, it's a great radio call, and somebody just happened to have a reel-to-reel tape recorder going and a microphone up to a radio, and that's why we got that call.
That's still voted, by the way. They do like an annual thing on baseball's greatest moment. That still ranks number one.
Oh, there's so much of the behind the scenes, like they were stealing signals
from the scoreboard. Yeah.
On this date in 55, Captain Kangaroo, starring Bob Keeshan, debuted on CBS. And a fine show. There it is. Thank you. Bunny Rabbit, Grandfather Clock, Mr. Moose, and of course, Mr. Green Jeans. 8 o'clock in the morning. Captain! And ironically, with that kid show, this is also the day in 55 that the Mickey Mouse Club premiered. Now, when the show was revived in the late 90s, it launched the career of Ryan Gosling, Justin Timberlake, Christina Aguilera, Carrie Russell, and Britney Spears. How about that stuff?
I have the theme.
Is that right? The Mickey Mouse theme? So it debuted in 55, and 5 years, 5 weeks later, a little boy was born in Ohio.
Oh, was it you?
In a manger?
Yeah, with donkeys. The Andy Griffith Show debuted on this date in 1960, and also in 61, the Dick Van Dyke Show debuts. And now our song of the day, which is nearly 50 years old, written and sung by Stephen Stills, with a little help, background vocals from David Crosby, Graham Nash. Year after it debuted at Woodstock, time to love the one you're with.
If you're down and confused, and you don't remember who you're talking to, concentration, slip away. Baby, it's so far away.
Love the one you're with, unless you're already married. 46 years ago. In 1974.
Well, we know that doesn't always work out.
Frank Robinson became Major League Baseball's first black manager when he took over the Cleveland Indians. Also on that day in 74, the Watergate criminal trial begins. 27 years ago, 1992, Bill Gates, the college dropout, co-founder of Microsoft, headed the Forbes 400 list of the richest Americans for the first time with a net worth of $6.3 billion. That's 92. Today, $96.5 billion. It's higher. That number's higher. 24 years ago, 95. Well, this is the day that the jury in the O.J. Simpson murder trial, we were all in front of our TVs, found out that O.J. is innocent of the slayings of his former wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and Ronald Goldman. To this day, O.J. is still searching for the real killer.
Mm-hmm.
On the date in 2003, Roy Horn, half of Sigmund and Roy, was nearly killed on stage by one of his white tigers. It bit him in the neck during the show, severely, it severed his artery, caused a stroke, which left him partially paralyzed. Wow.
Who was the one that was attacked?
Roy!
That's the one. Do you have a Sigmund? No?
I don't.
Sigfield?
I do not have no Sigmund.
Birthdays today. Actor Noel Shapp. He's one of the kids in Stranger Things. He's 15 today. Nev Campbell was 46. I still remember her from Party of Five on Fox. Kevin Richardson from the Backstreet Boys is 48. Gwen Stefani is 50 today.
Oh, wow.
Dave Winfield, Baseball Hall of Famer, is 68. And Lindsey Buckingham, former Fleetwood Mac, is 70 today. Dead or alive, Chubby Checker?
Alive.
Alive.
Dead.
He's still alive at 78.
It just was like, I'll be different.
He was the most unhumble celebrity I've ever had in my studio.
Is that right?
Yeah. Chubby Checker. There'd be no Beatles if it wasn't for Chubby Checker. Really? I mean, he took credit for the whole, like, 60s.
You gotta promote yourself.
Because of the twist.
You gotta promote yourself, man. Stevie Ray Vaughan, still dead. He died in 1990. He was only 35. 15 days till our next birthday victim, Jay. 28 days away from Halloween. Time changes in 31 days. 83 days till Christmas. That's all I got on your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. All right, we are at 6:31 before we go back to Rich for the forecast. Tomorrow, towards the end of the show, we have a special Emily segment. We give away some pretty cool stuff to everybody that called. Notice the phone rang. Was that
traffic?
Oh.
Yeah.
You got a big deal?
There's a grass fire on the Northeastern Boulevard exit as you're getting on the Atlanta Highway around Eastdale Mall there. The police, though, and they're on the scene taking care of that. But it'll probably, if it's anything like what that grass fire did the other day on the interstate,
I saw it, yeah.
It will slow down traffic because people will just
rubber deck
stop and see the smoke and everything else. Yep. So, yeah.
And then roll the window down and inhale because it's like free cigarettes.
No, it's not.
No.
We urge you. I think my dad taught me this early. I think it's very good. I don't want to sound like your dad, but it's always good to have a go-to place to take your car when something's up. Warning light comes on the dashboard. You don't know. Take it to Don Duncan, state-of-the-art diagnostics, master certified technicians, and customer service that will accommodate but will take the inconvenience out of the equation. Drop your car off, they'll get you to your office or back to your house, and then get you back with your car later in the day. All you need to do is ask, and I know this audience is so nice, and they don't want to feel like they're imposing, but it's a fact. That's how they do it at Don Duncan. All three locations on Highway 14 in as often as they can Millbrook. It's right behind the McDonald's. On Bell Road just north of Vaughan and Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison. You work for the government. They make it so easy to keep your car on the road. 6:33.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Down. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Oh, my gosh. Have I said record hot in the last few days? Yes, I did. And I'm going to say it again. Record hot today with a high around 99. We had 99 yesterday. We're going to blow away, obliterate the record from 1959, which is 94. Rain chances under 20%, but not zero. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, record high 99 again. The record of 97 should be broken easily. Saturday's high 96. Rain chances both day a little under 20%, but I think widely scattered storms will be around here and there Sunday, high 91. Then the front enters the state Monday. It takes all day to get through the front the state. Maybe showers, scattered showers and thunderstorms. We hope there'll be some rain along the front by the time it gets here. Then nice air back behind it. Much cooler Tuesday, high 81. Lows at night around 60. Wow. What a change. Right now this morning, we have mostly clear skies. Temperature is 72 at 635.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
634, our topic on TV today, the simple pleasures in life.
Mm-hmm.
And have you determine what your personal simple pleasure is?
You know, they talk that number one on the list is music. And
listen to your favorite music.
If you take away my music, I'm nobody.
Oh.
See, I look forward to the William Tell every morning. That's my simple pleasure.
I can't hear the William Tell anywhere else and not automatically think it's showtime.
Right. It's like,
where did it happen?
I've done that. I've ruined two songs, The William Tell and Nothing From Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing From Nothing Leaves Nothing.
Yeah, but I was somewhere, it was over the weekend, and I heard The William Tell, and I was like, gotta get upstairs.
We did a nice send-off for Balaki at Baumhauer's Victory Grill last night, mm-hmm. and I want to recommend Burger Lovers, and Rich kind of invented his own version of it, the Hangover Burger.
Yeah.
It's got everything, but the special ingredient is a fried egg.
I've been doing that the last few times.
And it works really well.
Yeah.
So we did hangover burgers, even though neither one of us was hungover. It just worked.
Yep.
For the moment. So we're going to, at 6:36, take a break for traffic. When we come back, we'll be ready to join the cast of Rising on Alabama News Network, CBS 8, ABC 32. Hope you'll tune us in.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. We have emergency vehicles headed to the 5400 block of Atlanta Highway. The report of a possible grass fire there. That's going to be right near Caravilla just as you approach the Atlanta Highway. So watch out for emergency vehicles there. 500 block of Ann Street. That's going to be between Lee High School and Highland Avenue at Thrasher Street. That's a two-lane there. It's pretty tight. Could cause some problems this morning as you're motoring around. I-65 and 85, some really good traffic out there this morning. It is building there, but no accidents to speak of. The boulevard looks good. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota is now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6. That's Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money, so he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Get ready for the brand new remix of the Beatles' Abbey Road, featuring DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled, we the best music. Yeah, you feel
Your favorites from the Beatles' best album with Lil Jon, Lennon.
Here comes the sun.
What?
Here comes the sun.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Okay.
Never heard the Beatles and Skrillex like this before.
Something in the way she moves.
Oh my God!
Attracts me like no other lover.
It's the Abbey Road Remix, because we just couldn't let it be.
Don't want to be now.
That wasn't half bad. The Lil Jon Lennon, that was the best one.
Lil Jon.
That was not half bad.
And because we couldn't just let it be. It was good too.
Coming up on our show, we have Dolly Parton and her special tribute to Joker. Very Joker intensive today and tomorrow with the movie opening up this
weekend.
I
want to see it, but I'm afraid to see it because I'm an emotional wreck.
Your morning, energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
A new survey found that the average American spends around $1,800 a year on the simple pleasures.
Yeah, our top simple pleasures include listening to our favorite music, buying new clothes, sleeping in with no alarm, and taking a long hot shower. 78% of us say they're worth the money. You have to pay for a long hot shower.
I forgot how you put money on sleeping with no alarm. But we're going to bring in 3 minutes later to talk about
producer
this over
John
at
said water bill.
That's priceless.
But what about sleeping? A News Talk 93.1 guys in the morning.
And looking at sunrise and sunsets, that's free too, right?
Yes.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. I guess
we never get to do that, though.
I see the sunrise over.
I show it every day.
But not
that's
like
right.
I show it every day.
Like the actual sunrise.
You're with your own eyes, and I was ready to be like,
we're looking at a video of the sunrise.
No, well, just step outside every now and then. I'm going to set my alarm. Whenever I look over at the graphic, I'm going to have you use the side door so you can get out there.
We can only hear the sunrise here.
Relaxing.
See? Because we're radio.
Yeah. So when you hear that, that's how you know.
Run outside.
What about the sunset? Can you? What is the sunset?
I have yesterday's right here.
Oh.
Right after 6 o'clock. I think my life is one simple pleasure.
Oh. He's a poet.
Break it down for us, then, Greg. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow,
well,
exactly.
You know, I get to. I have 2 12-hour days every day, and twice a day. I like to fill the garden tub and just have a nice hot soak. That's a nice, simple pleasure.
Twice a day.
Wow. I once did a show on what's one thing if you had that would make you feel rich, even if you're not rich.
Mm-hmm.
Not you, but wealthy,
I understand.
We'd all want to be Rich Thomas.
Yeah, sure.
And
I was confused. Thank you for the clarification.
Andrew.
that to me was a, wow, I really made it. I've got a supersized bathtub. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then I get to come in. I get to
like
work with my
Taft.
Whoa! He may never talk to you again.
That's a simple pleasure.
That was.
That's a simple pleasure.
Do you want to take over the conversation?
Yeah.
Do you know how sensitive he is?
Like I said, I'd love to come in and work with my former friends.
Exactly.
By the way, we have audio of them trying to get William Howard Taft out of that tub because he got stuck in there once.
Yeah, right.
Here is that moment. Come on, Mr. President. Push. Push. There you go. I guess he's saying I'm Taft my prime.
Yeah, we're sticking with the subject really, really well here.
Somehow.
Are we almost there yet?
I was going to say, this is probably a record for how quickly.
Jay?
Simple pleasure? What's your simple pleasure?
Simple pleasures? If video games are on there, that would be my simple pleasure.
Okay, yeah.
It's not on there, but that would be what I would
consider.
Are
cats on there? I love my cats.
Pets should be on there.
Cats are a complicated pleasure.
Pets should be on there.
They're not, but your pets should be on there.
$1,800 a year.
Yeah, well, no doubt about that, right, baby?
That would be a complex pleasure, Ben.
I was thinking about this the other day because my dog Summit had a dental cleaning. Mm-hmm. And I was like, she's had more dental cleanings in the past 2 years than I have.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have insurance.
And they're not cheap.
How does that work?
They're not cheap.
I think I'm going to rename the show Three Men and a Fat President.
Oh my gosh.
No, that would be
two men, a lady, and a fat president.
Oh, pardon me.
Two men, a lady, and a fat president.
I'll just thick skin, man.
No. You
gotta have the thick skin.
Are we out of time yet, I hope?
Thick skin. After these segments every morning, I got the skin of an elephant and the body to match.
Right.
Oh, man.
Right. You know I love you.
We'll see you later.
See you guys tomorrow morning.
Bye.
If my weight doesn't kill me with a heart attack.
Pink slips are going out. All right, to hear more from 3 in the Lead, you should have tuned into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
There's still more to tell of Eminem.
Oh,
rising.
My God. That was really vicious. I know he was trying for a laugh, but oh my God.
It's okay.
Is the volume down?
No. But oh, and then Rich said he's never gonna talk to you again. And Ryan said, oh, that's a simple pleasure.
I know.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
I didn't hear that.
Well, we did.
He said that?
Yes. He did, yeah. I mean, he was doing it all in
he's
fun.
Going for a laugh.
Yeah.
And he's ribbing you, and he doesn't mean it. He loves you.
He loves you.
Yeah.
He does.
We'll see him sometime at the fair, I'm sure.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they always come by.
Yeah.
Well, fortunately...
You won't see them.
But you won't
I
see
won't
them.
Because my doctor said you're too fat.
Hey,
even though you've lost 23 pounds.
25.
I want to get that excuse.
Okay. Well, up next we have the Cheap and Trashy.
Looking forward to 4 hours at the fair this weekend.
But let's begin with this, since this is the big, and we're seeing it on TV, we're getting bombarded. And by Monday, you'll feel like a freak if you haven't gone to see this movie.
Joker, 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 Joker. He's the arch nemesis of Batman. Joker, 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 Joker. He's a killer. Psychotic plans. He's creepy and mysterious. He's saying, why so serious? He'll kidnap Barbara Gordon and shoot her. He's dressing up like he's a clown. He's popping up all over town and terrorizing Gotham, the Joker. Joker, Joker, Joker. He's got a bunch of crazy comic fans. Joker, 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 Joker. Somebody had better call Batman.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And now we look into the Cheap and Trashy today. Bernie Sanders is recovering. He's canceled several days of events after having a heart procedure yesterday.
And a blocked artery or something.
I'm going to make a prediction. I don't think he's going to finish this race. I really don't.
I don't think so.
He's not doing that well in polls. It's not like 4 years ago where he had a little traction.
He's, 72? No?
No, he's older than that. 76, I think.
76?
Angelina Jolie says she felt pressured to marry Brad Pitt.
When?
Well, according to Us Weekly, she felt pressured by Brad to tie the knot, and now she's vowed to never get married again. The source says the animosity between the two of them is in the past, Brad is rebuilding and improving their relationship with the four younger kids, but his relationship with Maddox is still pretty much non-existent. Now, well, is that the one they adopted? Or
no,
is that
I think that's the first. I think that's the first child that she adopted. Mm. So that was.
Oh, back to the Joker here. The Alamo Drafthouse Theater chain issued a statement warning parents that Joker is not for kids, and they won't like it anyway, in part because there's no Batman.
There isn't. It is all about him, and there is no... This is not a movie of hope.
No, this is a gritty, dark, realistic... how about a show about Budweiser?
Yeah, well, beer's good for you. Maybe Budweiser.
There's a 1991 book called Under the Influence, Budweiser. The Unauthorized Story of the Anheuser-Busch Dynasty.
Yeah, go ahead.
And it's based on how the company was funny. I think it could be, you know, kind of interesting. If you remember the 2017 Super Bowl, they had a story about Adolphus Busch, and they did this immigration-themed commercial. And then there's this book. They're not sure when it's going to be ready or who's going to carry it.
I love the...
I'd like to check that out.
The heartstring Clydesdale commercials at Christmas time.
Yeah.
You know, where usually a puppy involved.
They get you every time, don't they?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Would you watch a baking show where contestants use Girl Scout cookies?
Sure.
Well, why not?
The Girl Scout Cookie Championship will have to come up with some new desserts using Girl Scout cookies, a four-episode series coming to the Food Network. I used to watch that a lot when it first came on because I liked the individual chefs in their own kitchens showing you how to make different things. It was personal. I learned a lot of recipes by watching it that way, and especially Emeril. And then they turned it into this shtick with a band. And
there's a band on cooking shows?
There was on Emeril when he went to Emeril Live.
But, you know, the thing about watching the Food Channel, and some people keep it on all the time, I if I'm on a diet, I can't watch the Food Channel 24/7, you know.
And if you want to help the group, the Cranberries, there is a campaign ongoing to get the Cranberries zombie video to 1 billion views in the month of October.
Hmm. How about that?
I don't know the song.
Yeah, yeah, you do.
I do?
Yeah, if we played it, it'd probably be familiar to you.
I don't know the video.
I don't know the video,
either,
but...
It's just...
That was a staple in the 90s.
When you get old and fat.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on, President
Thanks,
Taft.
Ryan.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
One more time.
Russ Browning, you still have 8 minutes to get in touch with us at 396-5477. When you do, you'll qualify for the next prize in the name game, which is the one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy once a month for an entire year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon.
All right, and later on this morning, we're going to play We Didn't Like Our Conundrum Options, and it just so happens that we have a game called Name That Joker. There are five of them in this sequence. Don't call now. We're just going to play it so you can give it some thought and maybe jot them down so that when we ask for your call, you'll be ready to win.
Kind of like the one...
The Joker, that clown prince of crime. Oh, how delicious it is. The Joker outwitched Batman.
Jack, maybe we can cut a deal.
Jack is dead, my friend. You can call me Joker.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Let's put a smile on that face.
The Joker.
Let the good times roll.
Murray, one small thing. When you bring me out, can you introduce me as Joker?
Send in the clown.
6:53. Again, our thanks to everybody that came to Baumhauer's last night. And I left with some information on the starting lineup playbook, Baumhauer's exciting new craft cocktail menu, signature cocktails like the new Bonnevie, spiked seltzer on draft, the Buffalo Mary, which is topped with a buffalo wing, and more. Monday through Friday, 2 to 6, half-off selected appetizers, hot lips, boneless wings, the tailgate burger with fries, drink specials like $2.49 domestic pints, $3.49 domestic pilsners and wells, and $4.49 craft import pints, half-off glasses and bottles of wine. That's 2 to 6, Monday through Friday. That's the new happy hour at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. And you might want to try the black and white grilled chicken sandwich as the perfectly healthy lunch. That is good, too.
Yeah.
That is where I was turned onto the miracle of white barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
And then on Friday, we give away a tailgate to go package. Our winner from that last week wound up not only winning the party-sized tray of wings, but ended up buying a second one to take home to the family. And I guess they really had a, I don't know, what would you call it? A little...
Big doings.
Big doings with the wings. And the gooey fries come with that, along with a nice setup for chips, salsa, and queso dip, their cheese dip, at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Go to baumhauer.com for more catering information for your next party, having the gang over for the game. Make it easy on yourself. 6:55, back to the traffic dungeon and the skipper.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with another update for you this morning. We had emergency vehicles traveling to Atlanta Highway and the Eastern Boulevard. Possible grass fire out there this morning. They could still be on the scene. Use caution in the area. Earlier, an accident at 500 Ann Street between Lehigh School and Highland Avenue. We're hoping that one's out of the way, but use caution there. Traffic getting busy on I-85 and 65 inbound this morning. 231 from Wetumpka, no issues all the way into the city. 31 from Prattville into Montgomery, no accidents there. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated throughout the morning. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration going on now through October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Did you ever go to batting cage?
Yeah.
I used to love to do that, but you know, it's like, and you kind of count on the accuracy of the machine. And basically what it is two wheels spinning at a rapid speed to propel the baseball.
All right.
And they can set the speed of the pitch to regular, super fast, major league, etc. I've never heard of this happening before, but a guy went to a batting cage in New York and got a 75 mile an hour fastball right in
the no-no?
The area you don't want it?
The groin.
Yeah.
Ethan Brecher said, on a scale from 1 to 10, it felt like a billion when it came to pain.
Oh, my God, yeah.
He was rushed to an emergency room. They found bruising, internal bleeding on his leg. And
excuse me, I'm crossing my legs here.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those. A urologist told him he could wind up losing.
No.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
Because of the injury, so now he's suing for $100,000. Says the batting cage was faulty because he only had 5 seconds from when he put on his coins in to get in position, and that was not enough time.
Well, he's trying to sue him, but don't you like going to a baseball game? Don't you give up certain rights when you enter, liability rights?
Do you sue the manufacturer of the thing, or does he sue?
So usually,
isn't that who he should sue and not the...
The owner of that...
The owner of the batting cage?
Probably go for the owner of the batting cage and the maker of the machine.
Oh.
For negligence or improper maintenance.
Usually there is a sign on a batting cage, just like there is in a pool.
Enter at your own risk.
All responsibility is held by you.
No lifeguard on duty.
Right, that sort of thing. And so usually there's some sign. Sharon called and wanted to make a correction.
Yeah.
She bought 3 trays of the wings.
Oh, 3?
Get it right, Greg.
Yes. Wow.
She bought 3 because she wanted to try all the flavors, and there was nothing left.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And they were quite pleased from what she said. That made for a very family-friendly meal.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, we've got Fox News in 2 minutes. Our star is born birthday celebrant today. And then we're back. Rich's forecast in jail. I have random facts. And I'll have the new food outlet specials. We will do a $10 food outlet pop quiz after Random Facts.
Tonight on CBS, evil is the new drama dozens of critics have two words for. Must watch.
Wow.
What do you want from me?
It's masterful. The show you have to see. It's the best thing out there this season.
So, what are we watching?
A new episode of Evil. After a night of all-new comedy, tonight only CBS.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about?